There are a number of reasons that Michigan has the highest unemployment rate in the nation, and wide disagreement on the reasons why. Republicans tend to say our taxes are too high. Democrats tend to blame NAFTA and unfair trade policies on behalf of the nations we do business with, principally Mexico and Japan. Everybody agrees that the vast decline in auto jobs are a big reason many of us are out of work. But many of these jobs vanished years ago. Why aren't there other jobs to take their place? Why is unemployment expected to linger in Michigan long after people go back to work in other states? One big reason is education. We are an undereducated state. The percentage of adults with college degrees is lower than average. Our children have lower test scores, especially in big cities. In the old days, we never worried much about education because we didn't have to. For most of the 20th century, Michigan had a thriving, muscle-based economy. The auto industry generated so much money that the state was able to build a system of fine universities to turn out engineering and managerial talent and the odd doctor or lawyer here and there. But you didn't have to go to college to make a living. If you got through high school and could endure the boredom of the assembly line, you could live quite well in Michigan. We saw education as a luxury. And then the bottom dropped out. Now the world's different. Our young people are going to have to be more highly educated, technologically savvy, flexible, and entrepreneurial. It's that, or live in grandma's basement and ask people whether they want fries with their fast food. We've been shortchanging education for a long time. Most Michigan adults lack higher education, so they tend to regard it as a frill. They've also been convinced that we can make deep cuts in elementary and secondary education without damaging schools' ability to turn out students who will be competitive. That makes about as much sense as the domestic auto industry's belief in the 1970s that they could produce cars of inferior quality and compete effectively against imports. The state school aid fund, the principal source of revenue for the public schools, is almost $1 billion less than it did 2 years ago. Last year, every school district in the state was shortchanged by Lansing, thanks to the budget crisis. Then, last month, the schools got a little good news. Thanks to a boost in sales tax collections, the school aid fund now is almost $300 million more dollars than expected. But the overall state budget has a deficit of almost as much. Now, Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop is talking about snatching that money away from the schools to plug the budget hole. "We've got an obligation to balance the budget," he told Michigan Radio, and that's true. But he's dead wrong to think it makes more sense to go after the schools rather than, say, raise the tax on a bottle of beer. Our children's lives should be seen as more important than our own. Our future is more important than our past. That's something earlier generations of Americans knew. What's baffling is why so many of us seem to have forgotten it.